بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد اللهم صلي على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable and respected معلمات السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله it is with the grace and the fazal the karam of Allah تبارك وتعالى that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us another opportunity of sitting and making some fikr for deen, making some fikr for the maktab, making some fikr for the ta'aleem of the children of the ummah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah ta'ala bless us. May Allah shower us with His grace and His mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those whom He is pleased with, He is happy with. And He crowns us with His rada and His pleasure. Last week, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuhu had mentioned in a program of his, he gave an example of an area that is struck with drought. For many days there is no water in the taps, there is no rainfall, the rivers are dry, people are battling when it comes to water, there is no water to bath with, there is no water for istinja, there is no water for ghusl, there is no water for wudu, there is no water for cooking, there is no water for drinking. And people are in very difficult conditions, very hard conditions. And in that there is a person who has a tanker, and he hears about this, that there is a certain area, and there is no water at all in this area. So he is affected by this. He immediately jumps into his truck, his tanker, and he doesn't even wait for his driver, he drives that tanker himself, and he takes off with a speed, and he's driving recklessly as he's going to this place, driving over the pavements, overtaking on the left hand side, right hand side, skidding on the dust roads as he's reaching this area, to try and get there in the quickest possible time. And on that side, people have heard that there is a tanker that is coming, and he's going to provide water for all of us. So people have all lined up with their buckets in their hands. They've got buckets, they've got utensils, they've got containers. They're going to fill their buckets and they're going to go home with it. And this person drives in into this area. He screeches brakes, jumps out of his truck, lets the people line up. And then he goes to the tanker and opens the taps of the tanker so that he can release the water and he can give everybody water to drink. But when he does this, he realizes that the tanker is completely dry. There's not a drop of water in the tanker. Now people are waiting for water, and he doesn't himself have a drop of water. He himself is thirsty. He wants to drink some water. There is no water for him also, and his tanker doesn't have a single drop of water as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mustn't make it such that we are sitting in a classroom, we're dispensing hidayat, we're dispensing ilam to the children, but we ourselves don't have a drop of hidayat or ilam in our hearts. For that tanker to be able to supply water to the drought-stricken area, the tanker has to be filled with water itself. It has to have water for it to supply water. A person is giving a Jummah bayan, is addressing crowds of people, all are waiting for hidayat and waiting for him to dispense hidayat. But he himself has no hidayat. He himself has nothing to dispense. Then that bayan of his is also empty. Sitting in the classroom teaching those children, without having any ruhaniyat within ourselves, without having any spirituality within ourselves, what are we then dispensing? Is it that we've got an empty truck? Is it that we've got an empty truck and we're trying to dispense water when there's no water inside the truck? So for this year, ulama-i-kiram say that as a maktab apa, as a maktab teacher, we're teaching Qur'an. We're teaching Qur'an every day. How much of Qur'an are we reading? We're teaching, we are Qur'an teachers. Are we reading Qur'an also? How much of Qur'an are we reading every day? How much of time is given for the Qur'an Sharif? So that what happens is, if we are reading Qur'an every day, that heart of ours, that ruh of ours, is nourished with the barakat of the Qur'an. And now when we're sitting in the class and we're dispensing hidayah to these children, then we're going to give them and we're going to fill the utensils, because we ourselves are full. Hazrat Maulana was mentioning one incident that in the place of Sham in Syria, there were many masjids where they used to have daras of Quran. After the Fajr Salah, ulama kiram would take the mimbar in different masajid and they would deliver daras of Quran Sharif. And this would take place in many, many masjids in Sham. Hazrat Maulana says that there was one particular alim. He would give his dars of Quran after Fajr, but the masjid would be so full that right till the end of the masjid there was no place for anyone. Although people were living far away from this masjid, and there were masjids nearby their homes, but they would prefer to leave their homes and come to this masjid. What was the reason for this? Ulama Kiram all giving bayans in different masjids, but everyone is leaving those masjids and coming to this masjid. What was the reason for this? So some of the ulama, they asked him, they said, you know, we also giving dars of Quran, you also giving dars of Quran, and the points that you are mentioning is the same like the points we are mentioning. There's nothing like extra that you are giving them that's like out of this world. But how is it that your dars of Quran is so well accepted that there are hundreds of people coming from far and wide to listen to your dars of Quran, and we don't enjoy that kind of acceptance? So the reply and the answer he gave was that every night I read about 10 to 15 paras of the Quran before I go and I give my dars of Quran. So when I go into that class, and when I'm sitting on the mimbar and I'm delivering that dars of Quran, I'm delivering it with a backup of 10 to 15 paras of Quran Sharif which I've recited the night before. The night before I've recited 10 to 15 paras, and as a result of this, this is now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing me with so much of qabuliyat and acceptance. So as a maktab teacher, as a maktab apa, we have to have some kind of ruhaniyat within ourselves. In order for us to dispense hidayat to the children, we ourselves have to have hidayat. We ourselves have to have goodness. How much of sunnat are we making amal on? Every sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater than the whole world and whatever it contains. You have the whole world and whatever it contains on one side of the scale, and you have one sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the other side of the scale. That one sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outweighs everything. Now again we ask ourselves, how much of the sunnat have we got in our lives? When it comes to using the miswak, when it comes to making hijab and parda, when it comes to eating, sleeping, waking up, the different sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much of it are we practicing? Like we have, for example, during the day, our 5 times salah that we read, how important is it for us to read our 5 times namaz? To read our 5 times salah is so important for everyone. But together with our 5 times daily salah, then there are other nafil namazes to read during the day as well. As an apa, we must be reading those nafil namazes as well. There's ishraq, there's chast, there's awabin, there's tahajjud. Then there's tahiyatul wuzu, there's tahiyatul wuzu, there's shukar salah, there's toba salah, there's istikhara salah. There's so many different namazes that are read. As an apa, we must try and read all these extra namazes as well. In Asar namaz, there is 8 rakats. 4 sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada and 4 faraz. 4 sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada and 4 faraz. How many of us read the 4 sunnat-e-ghair-mu'akkada before we read the 4 faraz? How many of us read our Ishraq Salah every day? How many of us read our Awabin Salah every day? How many of us wake up for Tahajjud namaz? Allah give us all tawfiq. I am speaking, but I speak to myself first. Allah give me hidayat and tawfiq first. That we try and bring this amal in our lives. We try and bring this ruhaniyat in our lives. That somewhere along the line, we are filling ourselves with spirituality. Otherwise, we're trying to dispense something, but we're dispensing only empty vessels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that tawfiq. When it comes to namaz, we're reading our 5 times namaz. And if it's men, then we're reading it with namaz in the masjid with jamaat. If it's ladies, we're reading it at home, but we're reading it on time, number one. Number two, we're reading with itminan and peace. And number three, we are reading all our sunnats and nafil namazes as well. So all of this we try and do. We try and make amal on all of this here. As far as possible, we try and make amal on all of this. Read our namazes, read our nafil namazes, read our Quran Sharif tilawat. Then our zikr askar, the masnoon zikrs for us to be making. This also is so important for us, that we're doing it every day. Istighfar, Durud Sharif, third kalima, first kalima, other askar that we're supposed to be making, to read the zikr every morning, every evening. Now this, inshallah, if we do it every day, morning, evening, morning, evening, morning, evening, we will find the difference in our ruhaniyat, we'll find the difference in our spirituality. How this happens? It happens like this, that a person, just to give an example, one is a person, he has a headache, so he takes two Panado, then the two Panado will relieve him of that headache. But one is a person has some deficiency in his body, like for example calcium. He's got a calcium deficiency in his body. Now if he's going to take one calcium tablet in the morning on one day and that's it, his calcium levels are never going to come up. What he needs to do is, he needs to take that calcium tablet every day, twice a day, morning, evening, morning, evening. After 6 months, when he goes for a test, he'll see now his calcium levels have improved. Or if his iron was very low, or there was some other problem that he had. So those tablets, he has to take it every day. He's got a thyroid problem, or she's got a thyroid problem, and she's taking the one Eltroxin once in her life finish. It's not going to help her in any way. She'll have to take it every day for so many days, then only it's going to help. Similarly, when it comes to the zikr askar, sometimes we just sit one day and we make zikr for one day, and then we expect to see the results of it. It must be done diligently every day, morning, evening. A person is diligently making that zikr. Now we're sitting in the class, now we're teaching the child, and we're seeing there's like revolutions taking place in our classrooms. How these whole children's lives are changing, how they're changing the lives of their parents also. One Maulana was just mentioning last week, one Maulana from one Madrasa in Greenside, he mentioned, he says that one night, at about 11:30 in the night, he heard his doorbell ringing. So he said he got a shock to see what happened, who is there. So when he came to the door and he peeped through the peephole, he saw one of his ex-students standing there. So he says it gave him a bit of a shock, that the Maulana, they're coming to his house at 11:30 in the night. What must have happened now? Something really serious. The doctors and lawyers, they go in the morning, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, they make appointment and they go. But the Maulana, they're coming to their house 11:30 in the night, ringing the doorbell. So the Maulana says, he opened the door and he saw the student. So the student just hugged him and he held him. And he told him, Maulana, I just came to tell you, you saved my life and you saved my iman. So he says, how I saved your life, how I saved your iman? He says, I got involved with a lot of drugs and a lot of girls and a lot of problems and fights and gangs and what I was involved in. And he says, I got so tired of all this, I decided now I'm going to take my life, I'm going to commit suicide. And he says, just as I thought about this here, I saw your face in front of me and you're telling me that suicide, and what you're going to do with suicide? What are you going to expect to achieve through suicide? You lose your life also, you lose your iman also. Your dunya will be spoiled, your akhirat will be spoiled. And he says, immediately I just scrapped that whole thought. But I said, let me just come and tell you now that this is what happened, and I want to thank you. You saved my iman and you saved my life. So this is the barakat of this maktab ta'aleem, sitting in a classroom, teaching the little children. There's so much of goodness that comes out of it. Another karguzari, one Maulana mentioned last week, he says that when he started his madrasa there in Greenside, he came to Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleji Sahab Damat Barakatum, our Ustad and our Sheikh. He mentioned to him that, Hazrat, I'm starting this madrasa, give me some nasihat and some advice. So Hazrat Mufti Sahab advised him. He said, he told him, start off madrasa on Saturdays as well. Because the old system of the maktab was that they will have madrasa Monday to Friday and Saturday morning as well. So the children will come fresh on a Saturday morning and they'll have madrasa, they'll have sabak etc. on a Saturday morning. So Maulana says that this was the advice Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib had given me. And he says, when I went back home and I started off my maktab, He says, I made an announcement that Madrasa will inshallah also be taking place on Saturday. So he says, on the first Saturday that they had the Madrasa, he says, in the whole Madrasa, there were only two children who came to Madrasa. And he says, I had all the teachers there, maybe six, seven, eight teachers that are there, and there's two children in the whole Madrasa. He says, I felt so disheartened. That, hey, this is still not going to work out. Nowadays, children don't even want to come to Madrasa on Friday. Where are they going to come on Saturday? So he says, immediately he phoned Hazrat Mufti Sahib, and he mentioned to Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he says to him, that Hazrat, you know, you suggested to me that I must start Madrasa on Saturdays, but this is the highlight I started off, and there's only two children coming. These are affluent areas, and very unlikely these children are going to come on Saturday to Madrasa. Difficulty, they are coming on Friday, and if I make Saturday Madrasa compulsory on them, they're not going to come to Madrasa. So you see, Hazrat Mufti Sahib mentioned to him, he told him, you're giving up so easily. You just first Saturday you started, and now you're giving up. He says, uske liye to mehnat karna parega. You're going to have to make some effort for this year. You have to go and visit the teachers. You have to go give them targhib. Then visit all the parents and give them some targhib, and give the children targhib, and then make some incentive for them, and make it a little exciting for them. Maybe you've got some little bit playing around, they play a little bit, and then they learn also a little bit. So make everything together, they're doing all everything together, they're playing also, they're learning also, and they're coming Madrasa on Saturday also. So you see, you don't just give up like that, you try, make an effort, do something, give them targhib, and inshallah you see it'll work out. Manana is saying that alhamdulillah, from then I started going to all the parents, explaining to them how important it is for them to send their children. And he says, after about 3-4 months of explaining to them, my role on a Saturday now is that I have not one student absent. Not one student is absent from Madrasa on a Saturday. He says, alhamdulillah, after a little bit of mehnat and effort, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us the results. Allah ta'ala will give us a lot of barakah in our work. But we have to try and strengthen our contact with Allah. Strengthen our ta'alluq with Allah. See how we can make it such that our ta'alluq and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Strengthen us in ruhaniyat, in spiritualism. Accept us. Alhamdulillah, we are now in our last term of the year, last term of the madrasa year, and very soon, imtihanat will be starting. The year will come to an end. It's a time when a lot of fitna also starts. A lot of people start going into like a holiday mood, and people start partying, and a lot of things are happening. All the kuffar are having their celebrations now. It's a time for us to turn more to Allah, make more istighfar, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.